Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. The Brewers head into the All-Star break with a seven-game winning streak. The big conversation now is about Jacob Mizorowski again. It always seems to be about the Miz. So multiple Phillies players ripped the decision to name Jacob Mizorowski to the NL All-Star game. Now, the reason he is on the All-Star game team, the rosters, because the Cubs pitcher who was named just pitched yesterday or the day before. So they said, because of that, we got to name somebody else. That's what happened to Trevor McGill.
Correct.
McGill's on the roster because Freddie Peralta wasn't going to pitch in the game. So they decided that Miz should be on the roster as well. Well, some players aren't happy about that.
No, they're not at all. And, I mean, granted that he's only had five starts, so someone that knows a lot about this is on the line now. Yep. We have former Brewer Jerry Augustine. Jerry, good morning.
Hi, Kelly.
It's been
Seems like old times here.
right?
Oh, my goodness. Man, an honor to be on with Kelly Hughes.
Hey, no, it's an honor to be on with you because, Eric, the backstory to this, Augie and I have had so many countless hours of baseball conversations about pitching and things of that nature. And speaking of pitching, Augie, something that you are definitely an expert in, what do you think about this Jacob Mizorowski backlash that he's been getting from other players around the league who doesn't feel he has enough body of work to be an All-Star this year?
Well, you know, you got to look at it in several ways. You got to look at what he's accomplished. And I think when he came out and the way he came in the game and his personality and the way he acts on the mound and what he's done, you got to give the opportunity came up, I think, really when he went into New York, he struggled a little bit, came back, and his last outing against the Dodgers, he was just perfect that day. And I think maybe Major League Baseball looked at, you know what, he's like the coming of the Bird Sidrich way back in 1976.
Wow.
So when you get someone that unique, I think baseball wants to see him, and he's taking baseball over. Everybody's talking about the Miz, and he guys has his little things he does on the mound, and he's so good. I think it's good for baseball that he's at the All-Star game.
He's definitely going to have to pitch. There's no way they send him there and he doesn't get off the bench. He has to do an inning, right?
Oh, he's going to pitch. There's no question because everybody wants to see him and what he's done. And I don't know if everybody saw the game that he pitched against the Dodgers. He was just so fantastic. But, you know, when you get young players in the game that do something special and could really change the game, and he's definitely going to change the Brewers' rotation and how they go about it from the All-Star break on, you got to give those guys a chance. And, you know, he's a guy, he's got a great personality, understands, stayed in the minor leagues. We all knew he had physically had all the tools, but he stayed back there to get the mental part of the game. He got that. He's gone out there, and he's done fantastic. And I'm looking forward to him pitching in the All-Star game.
Augie, he's already been on some big stages in two of those five starts. One was against Paul Skeens, and the other one was against first ballot Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw.
Yep.
So the Miz has been on big stages and has performed extremely well on those stages. But you mentioned how he changes this rotation completely moving forward in the second half. Do you think the Brewers still need to do something by the trade deadline?
Well, I think when you think about the Brewers and do things, you got to look at where they've come from. Since May 25th, what are they, 32-12? They've changed the way they've been playing. Everybody's out playing really good. It's interesting to see that they've won seven in a row. They swept the whole homestand and finished the first half one game behind the Cubs. They're playing really good baseball, but you know, this started back with the culture that started by Doug Melvin and on to David and now on to Matt Arnold. The culture is if you can make the team better, you make the team better. But this team is playing so good, and their personality, they're playing as a team, they're doing what they're supposed to do as a team. I think when you talk to Murph won't even talk about what they've accomplished. He's more worried about what they're going to do in the future. And I think that's the way this ball club is. They're such a good team. They're playing on all cylinders. All the guys are going out there, and they're not trying to do more than they can do. They're doing what they can do very good, and it's really showing up in the way they're playing when they're 32-12, one game behind the Cubs, and they're 16 games above 500. That goes back to teams of the 79 team, which I was on, and the 82 team had the best records at an all-star break like this. So it's a pretty special team, and it's pretty special group.
Augie, I think a lot of times when you hear someone talk about culture, you can be like, okay, that's just lip service, or that's just a cliche because it doesn't really mean anything and it's just words to use. But in this case, there seems to be like quantifiable evidence of it. I mean, look at Andrew Vaughn. I mean, that guy wasn't doing anything for the White Sox. He comes here and like is a different player. It's like once you're in that culture and you see it and feel it, it changes everything.
Well, it's no different. When yesterday I was asked about the 79 team as opposed to the 82 team. 79 team, we were trying to find an opportunity to get to the playoffs and do something special. We had a great year. We had 96 wins. Really, we're right on the cusp of it, but that's when the divisions were played a little bit different. 82 was different. We had just come off the playoffs against the strike-shortened year with the Yankees. When we came in the clubhouse in 82, it was all about doing something really special, and that's getting to the World Series. That was the frame of mind. This team has really done something really special. When you come off and you lose an Adames, you lose Devin Williams, you see how are we going to be different? I really credit Murph and Matt Arnold saying, hey, you know what? This team is going to be a good team. We're going to play a little bit different. Our strengths are going to be running the bases and being able to do the good things, and they're doing that. And that culture has changed, and they're playing good baseball. And right now, when you look at them, every guy is just going out and playing doing what they can do to the best of their ability, and that's really making a big difference.
Augie, when you look back and you think back about that 79 and those 82 teams combined, of course, like you said, playing great baseball, going into the All-Star break, as a player, is this one of the times where you say, man, I hate the All-Star break. It's actually like, can we keep going? I mean, did you ever feel that way? Because, like you said, the Brewers have won 7 in a row. You just had a homestand where you swept the Dodgers, you swept the Nationals, and now you got to chill out for a few days. Like, is this one of those times where you say, man, I really hate the All-Star break is now?
I think as fans, we look at it that way. You know, I thought it was really cool yesterday, Kelly. When we got to the eighth or ninth inning, we were up by a number of runs. We're going to win the ball game because our bullpen is so good. The fans started chanting, here we go, Brewers. And you know what? They were giving the Brewers a message saying, hey, you know what? It's All-Star break. Hey, the second half is coming. Let's go. Let's keep fired up and keep going. I think as a baseball player, I think you go out and you welcome that time off just to get a breath of fresh air a little bit for a couple of days. And then what happens is then you start gearing up. This team knows what they have to do. You know, we got to break it down in three segments. We got 12 days till the trade deadline. Then we got the tough days of August. August is a tough month for any baseball team, and you got to fight through it. And then it's all the enchanting September where you go really fight as hard as you can for the playoffs. So when you look at this team, it's breaking down in three segments. I think Murph has got them exactly where he wants them. He's continually saying what he's done all year. When we play somebody, when we go to play somebody, when they leave, they better know that they've played the Milwaukee Brewers. And that's the way this team is playing right now in all phases.
Augie, before we let you go, home run derby, yay or nay?
I love it. I think, you know what? I don't think it does bad. I think it's great for baseball. I think some really special things are happen there. It's a lot of fun to watch. I think it's fun to have. I think it's great for the fans. I don't know if the players, I think some of the players enjoy it, some don't. You know what it is. It's just going out and doing something different. That's something special. Baseball's built around the home run, and it's fun to see. I remember when they had the All-Star game here, I got to sit right on the sidelines, and I was watching those guys hit. And I mean, those guys were hitting the ball out of the ballpark. It was fun to watch, and the fans really got into it. So I think for the fans' perspective, I think home run derby is a good thing.
Augie, it's been great catching up with you. We're going to have to do this again soon.
Oh, my God. Do we have to go to commercial at all, Kelly?
Unfortunately, I think that's the end of this time. But We'll have to do it again.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, great. Great being with you.
Jerry Augustine on Brewers 360. It's 852.